Hello and welcome to Every Day with Jesus from Waverley Abbey. Today is Thursday, February the 2nd, and our subject today is partners. We're reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. And in verses 4 to 5, the Bible says, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now. The Apostle Paul is thrilled that the good news of Jesus is making such an impact across the Roman world. In a new area, Paul would typically visit the synagogue, but there were so few Jews in Philippi, he knew this was unlikely. So found a place of prayer near the Ganges River. In verse 5, he doubtless recalls meeting Lydia, who would come to faith along with her household, and how this had connected them. Paul writes this letter around a decade later, and so he thanks the Philippians for their partnership in the gospel. The Greek word for partnership can be translated communion. If they are sharing together in something, and for Paul this was a paramount part of their relationship, and included their prayers and financial support. Take a look at chapter 4, verses 15 to 16. Too often our relationships in church are characterized by whether we believe people are like us or not, the same age as us, the same ethnicity as us, have the same opinions as us, or prefer the same style of worship to us. But any perceived barriers to closer links with other believers need to fall in the face of our joint task of living out the gospel of Jesus and sharing the good news as opportunity offers itself. Maybe with more joy and less friction in our fellowship, this too can be our paramount concern. Now, something to do today would be to consider discovering more about the faith story of someone you don't know who comes to church alongside you. And now let's pray together. Thank you, God, for our unity and the good news of Jesus. Help me to allow this unity to overcome my feelings towards other brothers and sisters. Amen. And scriptures to consider today would be 2 Chronicles 30, verses 22 to 27, Psalm 133, John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 20 and 23, as well as Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 to 19. Thank you for joining me here once again for Every Day with Jesus. Let's do it again tomorrow, but for now from me, it's goodbye and God bless.